Hello everyone, welcome to the FPM Honor podcast show with your humble host, the FPM Honor. My name is Adewale. The last time we experienced Champions League was another 2 weeks thereabout, and we are back for another Champions League episode, but this time in the quarterfinals, and we have 8 teams left. Real Madrid, Man City, PSG, Barcelona, Arsenal, Bayern Munich, Atletico Madrid and Borussia Dortmund. Those are the final 8 teams left. It's been a heavy road to the finals, going to be held in Wembley, London, this year's edition. Why am I here? I'm basically here to tell you about what you need to know about Champions League fantasy ahead of match day 9 that's about to begin in about 48 hours. Hello everyone, my name is Adewale. Welcome to the FPM on a podcast show. And yes, we'll be doing this live on YouTube. I'll be streaming on YouTube as well as using this audio for our Spotify and other podcast platforms where you can listen to me and probably get a little bit of inspiration in case you have missed out on Champions League for a few weeks, what you need to know ahead of the Champions League. And yeah, that'll be that about that. So we'll be starting in a few minutes. We've already crossed into Monday here in Nigeria, so as at the time of recording is 12:43 a.m. West African time here in Nigeria, and it's a beautiful Monday, 8th of April. However, to get you guys started into the episode, I always do a form of review of what happened recently in the individual leagues, that is in our league games across the European teams. So looking at the final 8 teams that played during the weekend, Man City won Crystal Palace 4-2. Kevin De Bruyne got 2 goals, 1 assist. Rico Lewis got on the score sheet. Erling Haaland broke his jinx, or he was stuck on 18 goals for a while in Premier League and increased his goal tally to 19 goals. So Erling Haaland also got on the score sheet. Man City won the game 4-2 against Crystal Palace. Brighton lost to Arsenal 3-0 away from home. Kai Havertz got a goal and an assist. Saka took a penalty and scored. And Trossard also scored the third goal for Arsenal. Real Madrid won Atletico Bilbao 2-0 with a brace from the Brazilian man up front, Rodrigo, getting Real Madrid the win against Athletic Club in the weekend. FC Heidenheim shocked Bayern. Is it more of a shock? Bayern already on form, but they defeated Bayern 3-2. Harry Kane got a score sheet. Gnabry got a goal and assist as well. However, Bayern have now gotten a second loss in a row after losing their Classic against Dortmund the weekend before. So Bayern coming into this game with 2 losses on the spin, facing Arsenal, who are unbeaten 2024. We'll discuss on that later. And okay, moving on to other results. PSG won Ogenis 3-1. Mbappe, Fabio Ruiz and Beraldo scored for PSG. Atletico Madrid won Real Betis an own goal, and Morata, who scored on penalties, was able to get Atletico Madrid the win. FC Barcelona won 1-0 to Las Palmas. Rafinha, the oligo scorer, while Dortmund were defeated against Stuttgart in this weekend's game. So those are the results that happened in the individual league. So now let's get into the episode properly. So talking about Champions League fantasy, right? Let's go to my team. Last 2 weeks, or last time we saw match day 8, was a little bit tough for my team because I think I took a -4 and I got a red arrow. I can't remember my rank right now because, I mean, internet is a little bit slow, but whenever it pops up, I will show you my team. So I got a very poor result. I don't know why. And I think I was unlucky because I didn't have Kylian Mbappe in my team, who scored a brace. I didn't have Harry Kane, who scored a brace also against, was it Lazio they played? It was Lazio they played, yes. Was last year they played, so I didn't have those players. So starting off the game week without Harry Kane and Mbappe was pretty tough on my rank. And wherever I was, I think probably 3,000 something rank, I dropped down to about 7,000 thereabouts. So my internet is a little bit slow. why now? So that's how my team performed the previous week. So moving into why the internet is still loading, moving into match day 9, I'll just be talking about who you should consider for each of the games in particular, but I'll be throwing more emphasis on the head-to-head tally. So we'll look at current form of each team. We'll look at historic head-to-head results to see which team has a kind of cutting edge against the other team. And I'll be starting with the first game of that will start on Tuesday. That is Arsenal versus Bayern. Now, Arsenal versus Bayern is a very interesting tie because this team, the last time they faced off was, I think, 2015-2016 season. I think the results are here. Yes, 2016-2017 season. And as you can see on my screen, Bayern lost the game. Bayern won the game 5-1 home and away. That's a 10-2 aggregate. But as at this time, Arsenal are kind of different from what they are right now. It's not the same Arsenal we know. It's not the same Arsenal that conceded 5-1. How will I explain it? Okay, as at this time, there's no Havertz in Arsenal. There's Odegaard probably still in Bayern Madrid. Saka is probably still in the under-21s or something. So, and Bayern had the Arjen Robben also. They had Lewandowski. They had so many quality stars. But on record basis, on head-to-head, Arsenal have only 3 wins in their last about, 12 matches against Bayern. So, based on historic form, Arsenal don't have the upper hand yet. But based on current league form, if I was to check Arsenal's performance in the league so far, I'm not sure if I can. I'll just look for Premier League now. Arsenal are currently unbeaten in 2024. They have not lost a single game, and they have held their end against Man City, Liverpool, and so many other teams in the league, and currently the league leaders in the Premier League with 71 points. In about 32-33 games thereabout. So Arsenal are doing quite well. So based on head-to-head games, I'm not sure this 5-1 result will repeat itself. And Arsenal have been on a streak of form in terms of clean sheets as well, keeping a lot of clean sheets. I think they have the most clean sheets in the league right now. I think about 10 or 11 clean sheets. My internet is a little bit slow. I've been able to see all this, but I don't know why. My internet is punishing me right now, so I will deal with that later. So Arsenal are doing excellently well in their league. However, I cannot say the same for Bayern. Okay, look at the league table for Premier League. Arsenal 71 points, goals scored 75, goals scored, goal difference of 51, and unbeaten their last, how many games, 4 or 5 games in a row. And they come into this game as league leaders in the Premier League. However, Bayern are struggling to see out games, and losing to Dortmund, losing to Heidenheim is going to affect their performance here. And in case you didn't know, for those that like gist, like me, like myself, there's a little bit of tantrum going on in Bayern. Currently, is as I'm reading it from a Bayern trusted source, it says that the Arsenal game could be Thomas Tuchel's final chance at Bayern if the situation becomes irreparable and Tuchel has to go immediately. So basically, this game is like a final for Bayern. Bayern needs to win this game. Arsenal have to prove that they are here to do something great in the Champions League. And this is also a testing ground for them to do better and better their records against Bayern. So it's going to be an interesting clash. And how does that affect our Champions League team? My internet is slow. God. I don't know. I'll try refreshing it. It's not going. It's slowing down my progress. Okay, how does that affect the Champions League team? Okay, in terms of Champions League current team, I would like to gaps. I think if you have the likes of Bukayo Saka, if you have the likes of Odegaard in your team, they are already safe placeholders for Arsenal because Arsenal have starting the tie with a home record against Bayern, and that's a very good clash for Arsenal. However, let's not rule out the essence of Bayern scoring. Arsenal even though they have a very excellent clean sheet record in the Premier League, this is the Champions League, right? We are going to expect goals. This is a very interesting time where we have seen goals over the years, and I'm not sure it's now that Arsenal would definitely keep a clean sheet. So I expect goals to be in this game. So if I was to bring in any player, I would surely want to hold Bukayo Saka. I would surely want to hold Odegaard. Maybe an Arsenal defender as well. I'm not sure I'll go double Arsenal defense, but it could be worth the risk because of how Bayern have been performing recently. So I actually currently have Bayern Arsenal defense, two Arsenal defenders. So let's see how that goes. Let's see how that goes in the Champions League. So, but if you have Harry Kane, I also advise you hold on to him. I think he currently has about, how many goals scored? 19 goals scored in the Champions League in the last 14 games. He has about 19 goals scored in the last 14 games in the Champions League. So I would love to hold on to Harry Kane if I were you or anyone that has Harry Kane. I'm not sure it's worth selling ahead of the Arsenal. And he has a good record against Arsenal. I'm not sure how many goals he has scored exactly, but I wrote about it. Okay, you can see it here. Harry Kane's record against Arsenal. Okay, yeah. 14 goals scored in 19 games against Arsenal. So it's going to be interesting to see how the game goes. So predictions, I don't know. We'll talk about that later. But we have a lot to talk about. I don't have a luxury of time here. So looking at other games, let's move to Dortmund, Atletico Madrid. Dortmund, Atletico Madrid. Last time they faced each other was way back in 2018, 2019. Dortmund won the first leg 4-0, while Atletico Madrid won this return leg 2-0. So not a lot of clash here. So we cannot really rely on head-to-head, but in terms of performances, I would say Atletico Madrid taking care of Inter in the round of 16 was kind of extraordinary, you know, winning on penalties, and Diego Simeone having the home advantage against Dortmund will help them do better. I'm not sure there will be a clean sheet in that game as well, but if Griezmann is fine, although he's injured right now, if Griezmann is fine for that game, very solid pick. Morata is very solid pick. Jadon Sancho is a very solid pick as well for this tie. Moving on to the next tie, Real Madrid, Man City. Very final X kind of game. We have both teams facing each other. In the last how many games? In the last head-to-head, we have 4-3-3. So that's about 10 games. The last 10 meetings, Man City have more wins than Real Madrid. And we will not forget the last season's clash where Man City won Real Madrid 4-0 to progress into the finals, and which they finally won their first Champions League campaign. It's going to be an interesting tie. As you can see from the head-to-head ties here, you can see over time, there's been a luxury of goals. 4-3, 3-1. A lot of goals have always been scored in this game. So I'm not sure I will be bringing in any defenders in this tie, even though you might be tempted to bring in like a Kassem, like Ikavaya or Rudiger, and you know, I mean, they can score, but I'm not really interested in that area because it's a very high scoring game, so I will avoid much of their defense. But I will target more of Real Madrid's attack, Vinicius Junior, Rodrigo, Jude Bellingham. Not much of Man City players, to be very honest, even though Man City are keen to cause disrupt Real Madrid away from home. Now, the truth of the matter is, Man City struggling against the top six teams or top four teams, sort of in the Premier League against Arsenal. They struggle to win home and away against Liverpool. The same applies to that. And, you know, some other contenders. It was just recently that I think Man City won Aston Villa convincingly, where Phil Foden scored a hat trick against Aston Villa. Well, so Man City have been struggling against the top teams. Now, I'm not sure that will apply to Champions League because it's a totally different competition. However, it's nice to take note of that. Approaching Real Madrid, who are also on form, and at home advantage will definitely count in this tie. And I think Real Madrid have the better advantage. So I will not really want to bring in too many City players. So I might end up even selling a Haaland, who struggles in big games. It's not really hidden news now. Haaland tends to struggle in the big games, so I'll probably sell Haaland and probably bring in an Mbappe or Harry Kane if possible, and just keep folding also in this kind of tie. So moving on to the last feature there for the quarterfinals, we have Paris Saint-Germain versus Barcelona. My internet is very slow, please forgive me, but I'm sure many of you will be listening to me. You can at least hear me once, you know. So in the last 12 games, it's kind of an evil tie. 4 wins, 4 draws, 4 losses, for either team. So Barcelona has 4 wins, PSG have 4 wins as well, and both sides have 4 draws. In this tie, Kylian Mbappe has been the top goal scorer amongst both teams, scoring about 40 goals. And yeah, so it's an interesting tie. It's kind of an open game for both sides. So Kylian Mbappe will definitely be one I want to consider for this PSG game against Barcelona. It's definitely one player I would definitely want to bring in, probably for Haaland. Hakimi will be a big miss after collecting his 3rd yellow card. Yes, for PSG, and will be missing the game due to suspension in the first leg. So in this game, I'm seeing news about what is his name now? Robert Lewandowski being a differential owned by only 10%. This was recommended on the official Champions League website that he's a rich frame of form and is emerging as a key forward. I'm not sure if I'll go for Lewandowski, but I see the narrative they're pointing out there, as he was quite influential in helping Barcelona qualify into the round of 16. Into the quarterfinals. So I see the idea there. So Lewandowski is a good option. Mbappe is a good option. João Cancelo is also a good option because of how attacking he is for Barcelona. So yes, those are the players I would want to consider for this tie. So looking at my team, moving into this round of this match day 9, we have 5 transfers. We have 5 transfers, 3 transfers we can make. And I've not made any changes to my team because I prefer to always wait for updates on injuries and suspension. Like we have some injury news, like if you have Barcelona Bayern players, for example. If I quickly go to the injury tabs, you can see Leroy Sané and Neuer are just expected to be available. There's a question mark on Kingsley Coman's availability. Mazarik is likely to make the squad. A few injuries here and there. Kai Walker and Nathan Ake were unavailable the weekend. Would they be available for the trip to go to Spain? We are yet to know. Tchouaméni is a doubt, and so many other players that might not feature. And so just keep your ears peeled in case you will see anything new for injuries. I'll probably post a thread about that later. However, in terms of moves, what I'll do for my team, I'll probably take the people that are out, persons that are out. Jan Sommer is suspended, is out. Hakim is suspended. I don't like the idea of Erling Haaland, so I'm going to take Erling Haaland out. And I'm looking at which player would like. I think I might downgrade one of my Arsenal defenders, although I love the idea of keeping an Arsenal defender. Okay, I'll downgrade Furkog and probably Matson. Those are like the 5 players I'll take out. Then players I'll bring in, Mbappe will definitely come in. One of Mbappe or... I have Vinicius Junior, so I don't need Vinicius Junior. One of Mbappe or Harry Kane. One of Mbappe or Harry Kane could come in for that price tag. And looking at my defense, if I was going to consider any defender, it would be much of... There's not a lot of defensive performances that I should be expecting this week. But I'll probably consider Yao Cancelo after I scored last time against Empoli. So Yao Cancelo could come in. And some other players I could bring in the forward position. Differential like Kai Havertz is a good option. Currently, he has scored... I can't remember how many goals he has scored right now, but he's been in a rich vein of form. 10 attacking returns in his last 7 FPL games, and a total of about, I think, 50 plus 5 plus 14, I think about 69 points in his last 7 games as well. So I'm interested in Kai, considering how impactful he has been for his team. Then in terms of defense and goalkeepers, I'm not sure. I'll play around any keeper I like there. I think Arsenal have the better upper hand this first tie, so I'll invest more Arsenal players, maybe Kylian Mbappe and a few options in Atletico Madrid defense, maybe Lino in Atletico Madrid defense, and I don't know, some other options. Yeah, no, Black is also an option in Atletico Madrid defense. So I'll figure out who is needed here by the time we see more injury news. So in terms of differentials now, I've not written anything much on differentials, but looking at the article from official Champions League page, we could see a few differentials recommended. They recommended Kobel against Atletico Madrid, that he's good for saves and he's owned by 7% of Champions League owners. And we have Cancelo, and Gabriel is recommended as a differential in defense. In midfield, Samuelino is recommended as a differential. Then up front, we have Lewandowski recommended as a differential. I'll probably write in my own thoughts on who I prefer as a differential for the midweek game coming up soon. However, you need to stay tuned for that. It will be posted on Rotobola, so stay tuned for that. I've been writing a little bit of articles for Rotobola. In terms of projection of clean sheets, you can see I'm going to borrow wisdom here for UCL Hercules, and he projects Man City to get a clean sheet. This is an old post. Let me quickly check the one I saw recently. Yes, clean sheet odds. Atletico Madrid have the best chance of a clean sheet with a 38% odds. Arsenal have second on the table there, 33%. PSG 28%, Man City 25%, Real Madrid 24%, Borussia Dortmund 20%, then Bayern and Barcelona with very low odds. I might now take out the Cancelo after seeing this probability of clean sheets. So not a lot of clean sheets. You can see 38% is the best, and I still consider that a little bit not favorable, but you can see why you should not really invest more in defenders this week. So that explains that. But Arsenal being second on the list there shows a very good percent odds that they can keep a clean sheet against Bayern Munich. So let's see how that plays out going forward. So I've talked about the differentials mentioned on the Champions League page. I've talked about projection of clean sheets. What have I not spoken about? I think I've spoken about many of what I need to speak on. Just stay tuned for more updates concerning injuries. Like Timber is back for Arsenal, and Kai Walker might be out. We'll get to see more updates. And follow me on Twitter at the FPM owner, for more information like this. I think that'll be all for this podcast show. I tried streaming live on my YouTube page, but I think I'm having some network problems. I will deal with later. If you are still here by now, please share this episode with many of your friends, families, and UCL fantasy managers for more updates. I'll be writing an article later on the best players to consider for your Champions League updates. I already have one available right now on Rotobola's website. You can check it out. I talked about the predictions for who I feel will do better in this round of 16. Sorry, the quarterfinals, match 9. So you can check that out later. And that will be all for now. Do enjoy the rest of your week. Ciao. Bye-bye.